producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. All right, given the fact that that Samoa lost an entire day, can you believe that? Oops. This has nothing to do with that. I just was trying, it just stuck in my head. All right, so somebody sent me these, and I thought that they were worth selling, they were worth sharing with you, because we're going to talk a little bit about regrets and New Year's resolutions. And don't worry, if you didn't get your New Year's resolution done yet, I tend to give you till some... We tend to do kind of a reboot of New Year's resolutions sometime around February, because a lot of the wheels fall off before people have actually had a chance to get them done. And I'll go over some of the rules for New Year's resolutions again. All right, this is just my sort of... It's kind of my coming attractions, my preview, my trailer for New Year's resolutions. Okay, except some facts, you're the pigeon, and some days you're the statue. Keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them. Always read stuff that makes you look good if you die in the middle of it. You could just say you were holding it for a friend. Drive carefully. It's not only cars that can be recalled by their maker. If you can't be kind, at least be vague. If you lend somebody $20 and never see that person again, it was probably worth it, right? It may be your sole purpose in life is simply to serve as a warning to others. Yeah, we've seen that before, haven't we? Never buy a car you can't push. The cars are getting smaller, have you noticed that? And lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Never put both feet in your mouth at the same time, because then you won't have a leg to stand on. Oh, ho, ho. I think my grandfather used to say that. Nobody cares if you can dance well. Just get up and dance. I agree with that. I actually have a little towel that I use in my guest bathroom that says beer helping guys to dance for 200 years. I know an awful lot of guys who won't get up and dance until they've had a beer or two. Sleep late, since the early bird gets the worm. Who needs to be a worm? The second mouse gets the cheese. That's a good point. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. My mom is like that. Gee, we must be late. Everybody's coming the other direction. Birthdays are really good for you. The more you have, the longer you live. Hard to argue with that. Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once. Okay, here's a good one. We can learn from crayons. Some are sharp, some are pretty, some are dull. Some have weird names, and they're all different colors, but they have to live together in the same box. Do they still make crayons? I guess they do.
Well, I'm sure they do. I think they do.
And if you put them, let me just tell you one other thing about crayons. First of all, there was a movie last year that was called, I think, Crayon City something. It was really fun. But if you put them in the windowsill, they melt. They are made of wax. Do not do that. Basically, when in doubt, smile, right? Because what's the alternative? 855-993-7569. All right, let's look at... do you have any things that you really regret?
Not really. I think anything that I look back on that one could say that they wish they never did, I would say I'd learned a lesson from it, so I don't really... regret that it happened, because if it hadn't happened, then I wouldn't have learned that lesson.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree that it's not even that you have to sort of buy into the things happen for a reason. It's that I would be a different person if that mm-hmm. didn't happen. So it's hard. At the time, it doesn't seem like that. Not to mention, if you look back on some disasters, there are quite often things that you sort of are dining out on, right? That you're saying, oh, yeah, that was really hilarious when Uncle George fell into the... mashed potatoes because he'd had one too many cooking sherries. Yeah. Perspective really is incredibly valuable. So I'm trying to think if there's anything I really regret. I think the only regret I ever had, and again, it's really hard to do that, is not understanding at the time you know, not enjoying things at the time a little bit more, that I just sort of felt like unconsciously that I had. I'll tell you what the metaphor is, and I think it's still so much a part of me. You know, I'm from such a large family, and I realized really early, I get car sick very easily. So I realized if I could read a map, that I could sit in the front seat and not get car sick. So I've always been able to read maps well before GPSs, and I still love maps. But I also felt it was kind of my responsibility to pay attention, and even from as a very young child. And I think that that has informed my life, that there are times in my life where I thought, I'm not sure that you have to pay that much attention. You know, it's not paying attention. It's sort of feeling being in charge. Now, I wasn't driving. I was too young to drive. But I sort of felt like it was my responsibility to keep an eye on the road and on the map, because if I didn't, something terrible would happen. And I think that that has really informed an awful lot of my life. And I'm trying to sort of realize as I get a little bit older, and hopefully a little wiser, that I don't have to. I don't really necessarily have to sort of pay attention to everything, or it won't work out okay. And I think just sort of deciding it either will or it won't, you know, do what you can do and then let it go, I think has really been, that's probably the only regret I have. I wish I'd learned it a little earlier, but, you know, you become the person you are because of all those kinds of things. So I agree with you. I tend to not have very many regrets, if at all. All right, let's see what other people regret. That seems like a thing to do this time of year, right? Because that's what a New Year's resolution is. It's, okay, I'm going to do it differently next time.
Yeah. Janet says, giving birth and seeing it through the next 18 years. Just kidding. I love my beautiful, brilliant daughter who hasn't made any attempt to contact me since 2013.
Contact her. You're the grown-up. And I know kids can be awful. They really can. And especially in that, you know, that sort of, we assume that at 18 they'll all be grown-ups. They don't. But
well,
go ahead.
Emily actually responds underneath. She says, why don't you attempt to contact her? And Janet's reply was, I have repeatedly.
Keep doing it. Keep the you know, it's a tough time. And just keep the lines of communication, if not open, at least available. Kids, at some point, as we said, I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about when we talk about regrets, of people change. And we are, you know, you heard from Heather today, or if you were listening earlier, that she and her daughter have a very complicated relationship, and she and her mother have a very complicated relationship. But, you know, you sort of, at some point, decide to let go of the things that are making you and everybody else unhappy. And I have the sense that sometimes we think, well, if I let go of it, they got away with it. It's not a profitable way of thinking about your life or your relationship, and certainly not with your anger. Okay, so do. Keep reaching out. Go buy yourself some little postcards or something with smiley faces on them, and decide you're going to send her one a month that just says, thinking of you, love you, and maybe reminding her of something that the two of you shared together. But don't let it go. And being a parent is not, you know, it's not really, it's a thankless job to a very large extent. And I remember that it's one of those things that has certainly informed part of how I run the program, is a letter from that Dear Abby published years, you know, long before I was a psychologist, that said, somebody wrote in and said essentially what you said, except not just kidding. They said that if they had it to do all over again, they would not have kids. And I think on one point, Dear Abby said, oh, well, and she said, I'm just curious, you know, to listeners, because I think she sort of nailed the woman. And then she got a whole bunch of people who said, no, she's right, you know, that kids are thankless. And so she did a poll and said, how many of you, if you had to do all over again, would have kids? And a full 75% said they wouldn't. See, for me, as a therapist and as a scientist, would say, what age are the kids? Because when your kids are teenagers, that's the time. If kids came, if when your kid was born, they're an instant teenager, you know, everybody leave them at the hospital. Where was I this weekend? Where there's this kid that with a scowl on her face, and she, you could just tell, and the father is running after her, and all I could think of is, nobody will take your kid at this moment. That is a mean-looking little brat who's going to have serious issues. Nobody, you know, the smiley, happy kid, maybe, not that one. So, all right, we'll talk about what you regret and what you're glad you did. 855-993-7569 at Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you could use a little bit of help, we're talking about mistakes. All right, and did you rectify it? Trying to get your kids refunded at 18 doesn't work. Can't take them back for a full refund. Sorry. All right, let's see what else we got.
Alan says, trusting a fart. It was rectified by baby wipes and a change of clothes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. You're right. When in doubt, never trust a fart. But good for you for having baby wipes. It sounded like this wasn't your first rodeo, so to speak.
Margaret says, when I was young, I made a statement without thinking of the way my words could hurt someone very dear to me. I have regretted my foolish statement every day. I didn't realize how my words would affect and influence that life. I've apologized, but the words were spoken, and I can't take them back.
No, but you've apologized. And hope, and it sounds like you've made amends. And maybe if that person is still around, it's a good idea to just call and sort of reiterate. You also, at one point I worked with one of our sponsors who was a florist. And we had the Dr. Joy Brown Grovel Bouquet, with the notion being that the apology should be commensurate with the pain that was inflicted. And so the bouquet itself was not inexpensive, but we had a huge price tag on it. That was part of it, so that people would feel like they really did regret it. And so sometimes you think, well, all right, I've apologized. But sometimes multiple apologies get through that we're really serious about, especially since it's something you're thinking about. So maybe sort of getting back in touch with that person and say, I just want you to know that I still regret and apologize. Never hurts.
Lara says, blessing and tragedy, falling in love with someone who has completely captured my heart, yet has no idea he owns it. Too shy to tell him, so he's always in my dreams and in my thoughts. Happy place, no regrets.
Okay, listen, if you're single and he's single, do something about it. If not, keep him right where he is. The fantasies are perfectly reasonable for helping us understand the difference between what we have and what we want. But if you're both single, go for it. Life is short. If you're not, then keep it as a fantasy. But also see if there's not some way that you can invest that some of that energy in a current relationship that has some payoff for it. Unless it's Brad Pitt, then forget about it.
Chris says, I don't make mistakes, I date them.
Well, honey, by definition, you're making mistakes then. Oh, well.
And then last one here from Amy. She says, not listening to my parents. I started listening and proved that I do have common sense.
There you go. Yeah, it's amazing. There's some kind of little, one of those little sayings that says, until I was 10, I thought my parents were gods. Then when I was 18, I realized that they were idiots. And then somehow by the time I was 30, they got smart. So same kind of phenomenon. Okay, so we got, I was trying to, maybe we'll keep the purchases and behavior should be off limits during a divorce till after the first of the year. That one just seems to be a little bit, maybe we'll hold off on that. All right, let me just give you the Joy Brown overview of New Year's resolutions, okay? Number one, if it's been on your list for the last 10 years, give up smoking, lose weight, spend more time with the family, get a new job, be more careful about money, stop drinking, give up smoking. Did we already have that? Lose weight, all those ones. Get more exercise. If it's been on your list for the last even 3 or 4 years and it's still on your list, don't put it on your list this year, all right? Because you're just going to set yourself up to fail. Number two, shouldn't have more than 2 or 3 New Year's resolutions. Because, again, if you put 10 of them up and do 9 of them, the only one you'll remember is the one you didn't get done, and it will undermine the other ones. Number three, have time frames. For example, rather than and be specific, rather than saying, I want to stop smoking, you might say, I'd like to cut down by 50% how many cigarettes I have by the end of the month. The end of, let's say, January, and which means you have to know how many you're smoking now. So having a buddy is not a bad idea, so the two of you can kind of help each other out when one flags. As I said, one of the things that we tend to do around here is sort of revisit the issue of New Year's resolutions in February, usually around middle of February, right around Valentine's Day, with the idea being that sometimes you can start off, especially when I had a gym membership and was there, all the time. It was always fun to be there the first weekend after a holiday, because after this time of the year, because people would show up in brand new spandex and brand new sneaks and headbands, and by February it was back to the usual diehards. Everybody else had kind of fallen by the wayside. I thought, gee, there would be a great business in just recycling exercise gear, because their exercise gear always looked great because they'd never used it and were not going to use it very much. Probably the most important thing that I try to convince people about with New Year's resolutions, because by definition, a resolution is something that didn't go well, is to put a couple things that did that you really did do and are proud of, because it's from that strength and that pride and that anchoring that we can make changes. It's very hard to, you can hear on the program on a call-by-call basis how hard it is for people to think about things in a different way. And you're not going to do anything different until you think about something differently. And it's difficult stuff. I mean, it's not, I'm not being patronizing. It's hard for any of us to change our attitudes, to change our behavior, to change our perspectives, because it requires doing something different, thinking about something differently. And it's a really difficult task. So to have the ability to do that is quite often starting with something that you already did a really great job of. Mine probably this year was going 18 days with no more than 2 hours sleep a day, because I know how dangerous that is and how really destructive it is. And it wasn't something I did on purpose, but realizing that you can survive through that was really, I mean, the circumstances were kind of nutty and hopefully not happen again. But there is something about doing something you didn't think you could do. As I said, Rocky didn't have a sense of accomplishment by running up a flight of stairs. He did the Philadelphia Library. Yeah, you can go see Creed. I don't know if he's going to get nominated. He's very likely going to get nominated, whether he'll win the Oscar. I think the nominations for the Oscars come out, I think it's January 14th, so we have a little bit of time. Could be interesting to see. And I thought I would spend a little bit of time talking with you about the movies that are coming out. There's only, I think there are two movies that open this weekend, but a whole bunch of ones that you may want to catch up on. And to realize that, do you realize that Star Wars has made $100 million a day?
That's
for the 10 days that it's been out?
That's $100
million a day. And it hasn't opened in China yet. And a lot of people think that the whole story is really following the way of the Tao, you know, that's what the force is.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't opened in China yet. It's made $100 million a day for the last 10 days. All righty. New Year's resolutions, yes or no, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your play card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, thank you. Well done, Manny. All right, so we've got only two movies that open. Well, actually, there are three, but I don't know how widely. Well, I'll tell you the three. The first one, which opened a lot of places last week, is 49 Years. That's the one with Tom Courtenay and Charlotte Rampling, which is a lovely movie that probably is not going to do a whole lot of business, but it's about a couple who's been married for 45 years, and she's planning their anniversary party, and a secret pops up. And it just, it's wonderful acting. It's like reading an old-fashioned British novel in an inglenook when it's sort of snowing outside and raining or awful weather, and you've got a fire in the fireplace, and you're drinking hot chocolate. That's the kind of movie it is. Or maybe you're drinking hot toddies or tea or something. It's supposed to be tea because they're Brits. All right, the other two movies that open are The Hateful Eight, which is the Quentin Tarantino 70mm road show. This movie is 187 minutes, which by my calculations means 3 hours and 7 minutes long. The last hour is vintage Quentin Tarantino. It's incredibly misogynistic, it's racist, and it's violent, but at least it moves. The first 2 hours, including an overture, come on, and a 12-minute intermission. I was just so ticked off with him by the end of it. In the dead of a Wyoming winter, a bounty hunter and his prisoner find shelter in a cabin currently inhabited by a collection of nefarious characters. Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Walton Goggins. I'll tell you, it's wonderful to see Kurt Russell on film again. We just haven't seen him for a while. Not my favorite movie. And I think Quentin Tarantino has done some great movies, but I don't think this is one of them. Anomalisa is a very strange movie. The director is Charles Kaufman, who always does kind of offbeat kinds of stuff. And it has the voice talents of David Thewlis, whom I love, Jennifer Jason Leigh, so she's having a big week, and Tom Noonan, a man crippled by the mundanity of his life experiences, something out of the ordinary. And they do this is the stop action kind of things. I found it creepy and uncomfortable, and adultery with animated figures or stop action figures doesn't work any better for me than adultery with real people. So I was not particularly a fan of this, to be quite honest. Okay, we've given you an opportunity to choose the best movies of the year, and I suppose we can talk about these after the first of the year. I will just give you, I'll tell you what, rather than, I think we have my top 10 up, but rather than doing that, let me just go through some movies that and give you some kind of perspective on them, because an awful lot of people are going to go to the movies over the weekend, and or in the next week or so, well, I guess over the weekend. And, of course, the big deal movie that that is making $100 million a day. Now, that's worldwide. It's not just the United States, which should make you feel much better. It made $1 billion in 10 days. Just unbelievable, and it hasn't opened in China yet. So it is going to be, it's not only the big movie maker of the season and this year, but of all times. It's made more money more quickly than any other movie ever made. Is it the best movie of the year?
No.
Not by a long shot. Is it the most profitable movie of the year? Oh, yeah. Is it the most hyped movie of the year? Oh, yeah. And to a certain extent, this movie has a built-in fan base, right? But Disney has done a remarkable job of really hyping this. And I don't think you can take anything away from them. If it were a lousy movie and they'd hyped it, then I don't think you've seen the response. It's a fun movie. As when my review, and again, I will not give away any of the plot, but in my review, I said it was kind of like an intergalactic family reunion, and that's exactly what it is. All right. The Big Short, which has not done very well by anybody but me, is my favorite movie of the year. I think it's smart, it's funny, it's got a great cast. It is a lot of kind of economic techno-speak, but they explain everything. And if you look at my 10 best movies, almost all of them are about something. And this one is, too. I just thought this was smart and funny and makes you realize, understand something in a way that I didn't really understand it before. It also makes you angry that nobody was really punished for this. Brooklyn is a sweet little 1950s movie with Saoirse Ronan, who is a young Irish woman who comes to the United States to make her fortune. Julie Waters also makes this a wonderful movie. I met her a bunch of years ago. She's a lovely woman as well. It's just a little movie, but it's kind of like 45 years. You could sit in your Inglenook and watch the movie and enjoy it. Carol has gotten a lot better reviews than I liked it. Cate Blanchett is always good. Rooney Mara is good, and it's a period piece, and it's about lesbians, and lesbians seem to be big box office this year. I thought it was kind of it was okay. I mean, there's nothing objectionable, but there was nothing that I thought, oh, wow. I like Concussion. Most people did not. Apparently, there has been some controversy about whether Will Smith's character really did uncover the neurological issues in the NFL resulting from concussions, but it's a movie. I think it brings it to light. I thought there was some... I really liked it a lot. I thought it was smart, and I thought Will Smith has never been better. Creed is a little movie that is probably would have, other than the fact that it's a new Sylvester Stallone movie, where he is only a supporting part, but there are so many fans who like Rocky. I thought it was okay. You know, they had a bit too many kind of coincidences as I was concerned, but Daddy's Home is surprisingly fun. It's a junk movie with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg that I thought was really smart. It was smart and funny and had a heart. I didn't expect to like it, and I really did. So Daddy's Home, especially if you're a step-parent, may be something that you'll like better than you think you're going to. And it's fun. Danish Girl I liked a lot. It's sort of received kind of a backlash recently. I thought Eddie Redmayne was wonderful. So was Anika. I thought it was a worthwhile, smart movie. The Hateful Eight, as I already said, not my favorite. Hunger Games, Mockingjay. Well, I mean, everybody liked Mockingjay because it made so much money, but it has been dwarfed by Star Wars. Joy stars the same Jennifer Lawrence as Mockingjay. I thought she was much better in Mockingjay than she was in Joy. I was set to love the movie. I like Jennifer Lawrence. It's good name, good title, but it's about a woman who made a mop. And I thought that she doesn't get along very well with her family. I thought it was kind of a nothing movie. The Revenant is, I had to look it up. Nobody knew what it meant. It actually means a spirit or a ghost that comes back to haunt the living. It's almost 3 hours long. It's William DiCaprio. The person I was with, and I guess I'm a bit influenced by who I see the movie with, which is a fellow critic who was bored out of his mind. He actually fell asleep during this. It's an interesting story. Tom Hardy is also in this one, so he's having a great year, too, with Legend. Sisters was completely missable. I thought it was a mess and rude and crude, and I like both Tina Fey and Amy Poehler when they do the Golden Globes, but I think a little bit goes a long way, and there was much too much. It was rude, crude, and unfunny. Son of Saul is a very interesting movie about a very difficult subject. It's the Jews who helped essentially the Nazis in concentration camps in dealing with the aftermath of the ovens, and it's seen from his point of view of a man who decides in the midst of this unbelievable horror that the way to redeem his soul is to get a decent burial for someone who decides he decides is their son. Spotlight is probably going to win the Oscar. It is a well-done ensemble piece that looks at the Boston Globe's look, and not uncovering, because you'll find out it was actually uncovered before then, but the pedophile scandal in Boston. It's very well done. It just does everything right. It's a much better movie than Truth, which took on some of the same issues not as successfully. And then Star Wars: The Force Awakens. As I said, my group, which I'm not terribly proud of, to be quite honest, went and polled their members because we had to actually get our nominations in before they screened the movie. And I think we had to get them in on a Monday or Friday or something, and they closed. And none of us had seen the movie because they didn't screen it for anybody until that Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was. And so they polled a group who said, well, we should expand it to have 11 nominations. It's a good movie. It's an incredibly hyped movie. It's made an incredible amount of money. But should we break all the rules just because something makes $100 million a day? Well, we are a capitalist economy, I suppose. 855-993-7569. The rest of the movie reviews are at drjoy.com.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or the 855-993-7569. All right. How about a program director question?
Sure. We have one person that says, what are 10 marital issues couples need to talk about before getting married, and married couples need to continue to resolve in a marriage?
10, huh? Boy, she's... all right, number one is certainly money. And I know that sounds really unromantic, but the major cause of the breakup of first marriages is actually money. Because money is lifestyle, it's choice, it's independence, it's upbringing, it's heritage, it's all sorts of things. So I would put number money maybe number one and number two. Well, let's see how many I can come up with. All right, so money is number one. Probably family issues. Of how often do you think we should be at your family's? How often should we be at mine? So families and holidays. I guess family issues in general, but where you spend holidays. Kids. Do both of you want to have kids? How often do you... do you want to have one kid? How do you feel about adoption? Probably pets. Geography, where do you want to live? Working issues. Savings falls into money, because you can hear that inevitably savers are attracted to spenders and vice versa. Savers think it's really wonderful during courtship that somebody goes and buys lavish gifts. Not necessarily so thrilled with them once it's our money. And let me go back to the money issue, which you can hear is enormously complicated. That, as far as I'm concerned, if both people work outside the home, that you divide all your expenses. Let's say if you're making the same amount of money, you divide everything in half, including rent and utilities and vacations and charitable contributions. And each of you can have your own car if you decide you want to have two cars, and each of you can spend any you want. But that way, both of you have some disposable income. People have this notion that let's just dump all our money in together. But quite often you have different senses of what you spend money on and how you spend money. And that way, if both of you have some disposable income, one of you can go and buy a Porsche and the other can take cabs or take the bus. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about what the other person's doing. And both of you, because it may be that you'd rather take the bus and buy baseball tickets, or she'd rather not buy fancy shoes. She'd rather shop at Payless and have a Porsche. So the two of you can sort that out. So you hear money still is number one, two, three, probably four and five. Kids, family, holidays. A religion probably should fit in there someplace about how both of you feel about it. Politics, even if the two of you agree to disagree, it's probably a good idea to know about it ahead of time. And I would probably include some of the hot-button issues like abortion and gun control and Donald Trump. And that was a little bit of a joke. All right, so how many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. One more to go. When it comes to kids, I would also put like styles of disciplining and stuff like that. Maybe anger. Or let's put communication, because anger is one of those things that is really easy to communicate. It's pretty obvious when somebody's angry, but different styles. For example, inevitably one of you is a screamer and one of you is a sulker. And those kinds of things when you're dating are not necessarily much of an issue, but once you're really in it for the long run. And things like, because in addition to this list, there are going to be a whole bunch of other things that are going to come up. Do you like the window open or closed? Do we go to warm weather places or cold weather places in the winter? Do we take a vacation? Do we take long weekends or do we take a month off? Do we cook at home or do we eat out? Do we work out together or work out separately? There are going to be a whole bunch of issues that are probably not in the top 10 but need to be negotiated. And if the two of you learn to negotiate things early on, you'll be okay. If you don't, everything is going to be a problem. So I'm a fan of having a weekly gripe session, which means once a week, the two of you sit down, no phones, no kids, no alcohol, and just discuss, and you take turns. You have, I think an egg timer is very useful because you make sure that somebody doesn't do a filibuster. Inevitably, one person's a better talker in the relationship than the other. And you have to present what the issues were during the week. It also tends to cut down on the sniping during the week, so you're not always mad at each other. But, you know, it's amazing how many couples will say, well, you know, you always or you never. And the other one said, well, how come you never said anything? And you avoid the concepts like, well, if you love me, you'd know, or what am I, a mind reader? Those. So let's see if I can. So money is still number one. Family and how much, especially time spent with family. Holidays, kids, disciplining, how many you want, especially the kids left over from the first marriage, are the major cause of the breakup of second marriages. Pets, whether you have them or not, especially if somebody already has them, the geography, where you want to live, working, what happens with one of you has a job and one of you doesn't, religion, politics, but most of all, probably others, and because all of these in some ways can be subsumed under the notion of communication, of just learning how to disagree profitably with one another and try somebody else's point of view and be willing to accept that the two of you can love each other but not necessarily agree on everything. So that's the 10. I wrote them down, so in case I actually have to come up with them again, I probably could. But
I have a feeling someone's going to call in
and say, could I come up for that list?
Have those 10, yeah.
Well, I wrote them down.
We'll probably get an email saying, can Dr. Joy repeat the top 10?
We can try. All right, a couple more movies I just ran into that are going to be probably on people's top 10 lists that you may want to grab this weekend. Mad Max Fury Road, which I thought was an okay movie. I wouldn't put it on my top 10. Room, I thought was... I'm a little claustrophobic, so that one probably isn't as high on my list as some of the other ones. Bridge of Spies, I thought was a mediocre movie, even though it's Steven Spielberg, except for Mark Rylance, who I thought was wonderful. So those are the best... The odds for the number one movie at this moment, believe it or not, it's not Star Wars, it's Spotlight. So that's their saying that... And The Revenant, which I don't think was that great a movie... is an 8-1 odd. So the Spotlight are 9-2, supposedly. Star Wars, for those of you who are keeping track, is a 25-1. So, unlikely choice. I mean, but what do they care? They don't care if we like it or not. They make $100 million a day on that movie before they start with China. So, they'll be fine. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you're feeling like you want to check out my reviews before you go to a movie or before you go to DVDs, all you have to do is go to drjoy.com, and we'll tackle some of the New Year's resolutions after New Year's, so you have a little bit more time. But if you're going to do the New Year's resolution, remember, limited, duration, specific, and make sure you write down some of the things that went well this year as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.